he's so important to me. His music, when I was ready to just abandon the whole business of music or trying to make a living doing music, he kind of saved me. Him and his music saved me with his albums that came out on, starting with Swordfish and Rain Dogs, Frank's Wild Years and all that. At that time, all I had heard was Swordfish and like Rain Dogs. Well, there was nothing else that interesting going on there at that time. I was in Los Angeles playing with a pop band, and we were trying to get signed, and I was just really disillusioned with the whole business of it, and with the music also. Just straight pop music was getting really boring. Well, his records and the Daniel Johnston homemade tapes, I got around the same time. Mm-hmm. And his, I think, they just sounded so interesting and just so unconventional and imaginative and impressionistic. And Daniel's tapes just being so just raw documentary style, you know, documentary aesthetic to it, field recording kind of vibe. So I was really intrigued by Daniel and Tom's stuff there, and it kind of kept me from just giving up.